Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Debbie?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Oh, hi, Debbie. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I am good.
Good. Good to hear. Happy Wednesday, right?
Yay. I only have one house today, so yes, it is a happy Wednesday.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you know, Tara put that in the notes that in addition to your husband's excavation, you also have your own cleaning company. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Do you do the Angie's for the cleaning, too, or do you just do the Angie's for the excavation?
I just do Angie's for excavation. I've gotten 22 houses that I do by myself by nothing but word of mouth from people I work for. So I figure that's pretty good advertisement in itself.
Very much so. Yeah. Plus, if you're, you know, you're only by yourself, there's only so much you can handle by yourself. So 22 houses is a lot, you know?
It is. I go home and it's like, eh, I'll do you tomorrow.
Yep. So. Yep. There you go. I love it. So, question. I know you were speaking with Tara and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this is going to work?
No, because she said it would be the first page of it when they pull it up, per se, you know, pull up excavation is what I'm presuming. And,
exactly.
Like I told her, right now, we've only been in this business since May 15th. So,
oh, congratulations.
We went from a full-time paycheck to, our first job we did, he paid us half of it. And he says, that was too high. But it's like, you signed the contract we did between us. So we've already got stiffed once on a job, so.
That makes me so angry. I hear that a lot with contractors and service-oriented businesses where they put so much time and effort and labor and money into these jobs, and then once they're finished, they have a hard time collecting on them, you know? It's terrible. And in your case, you already have a contract, but if you were to pursue it legally, it would probably be more headache than good, you know? So, and some
it
people
really
know that.
It would have been.
Yeah, I think they prey on that too. That's terrible. So I'm so sorry to hear that, Debbie, but the good news is you're in a highly competitive area for what you do. And there is a solid book of business in your backyard. But the problem is that because you're so new, you have a very weak internet presence. So it's slipping through your fingers, you know, and this is something that will put Bailey Excavation front and center in a spotlight position, get your phone ringing and help you capture that business. And the main benefit for you is in the exclusivity, meaning that this position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you, we're actually going to block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Yes, I can.
You also
got to realize right now we're two main crew.
Okay.
Two men
okay.
and a woman on the weekends, but I help them on the weekends.
Good for you.
Right.
Don't
now,
forget about the woman, especially since that's yourself. I love it.
We can do bigger jobs, but we'll just have to get more help. My nephew helped. He's a firefighter. He helps us in between his days. He's worked 24 off 24 or something like that. I can't really remember.
Yeah, firefighters have those schedules, where they do like 24 hours in a row, like a couple of days a week, and then the rest of the week they're off, right?
Right. Yeah, so he helps us when he can. And our grandson works for us full time, so.
Oh, that's nice.
It's
that's
a
really
family
nice.
Business, actually. It really is a family business, so.
I was going to tell you, Debbie, I love the family businesses because I feel like there's so much more morals and ethics and just pride put into the work, you know, because they're family run. So that's awesome. I love that your grandson works for you too, because you're going to build up a strong foundation for him to maybe even take over the business one day, you know? So
yes.
That's beautiful. I love that. So, the nice thing regarding the pricing, and I want to kind of touch base real quick and let you know that we won't let you get overwhelmed. So let's say that it's trending that you would get 25 new jobs each month. I know in your current situation, that's probably biting off more than you can chew. And in that situation, it wouldn't help your business. It would potentially hurt your business, right? So.
Correct.
What we would do is we would help pace the business that's coming in. So, for example, let's say that you say, okay, we can handle, you know, some smaller jobs, or we want just a couple of big commercial jobs. So what we would do is program you into those keywords specifically to bring you that type of a work. And then let's say 6 months from now, you grow your business and you have a bigger crew, you might call us and say, now we want to open the floodgates and take on anything and everything that comes our way. If that happens, we would modify your keywords to focus on volume. Okay, so mm-hmm. Our goal is to make sure that every client yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment. And even pacing this very carefully, it's a no-brainer because we're already putting you on the first page where that high revenue is generated, you see? And since you're brand new in business as of May 15th, you're going to qualify for our new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing. And it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you, Debbie, would be not only your first page listing on Google, but also we'll program you into some of those popular directories that are in the area, as well as your mobile platform. So for instance, you know how most people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Yes, that's mm-hmm. normally what I do.
Me too. You know, at home I have a desktop computer, a laptop, and a tablet, and I can't tell you when was the last time I used any of them to search for something, because why would we when everything's on our smartphones, right? So we'll help you capitalize on that too, because once we program your business, Bailey Excavation, into the mobile platform, now you're also going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. And then, do you have a business Facebook or a website or anything set up for the business online yet?
We have a Facebook. You're talking to people that are both. Excuse me. My husband and I, we're not great on computers, so we're learning sort of as we go. I've got a lot of pictures I need of jobs we've already done.
Okay.
That I need to upload onto our Facebook page, but yeah, we've got a Facebook page, and that's about
excellent.
It. And then this Angie's List thing. So.
Well, you're better online than you think you are, because you're ahead of the curve for most new businesses that I talk to under a year. They don't even have that set up yet. So, I mean, that's excellent that you at least have the business Facebook set up. And what I could do is even possibly help you with a website, and I'll explain how that works in just a moment. But the reason I ask you about the business Facebook is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's really cool how it works. You know how when you do a search online for pretty much anything, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we're going to make sure that if they are searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there's an ad for Bailey Excavation coming up. So it's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which will show you how many new clients you receive from Google, how many you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they're coming from. So that way everything is very transparent. And as far as the website goes, Debbie, we sell Google compliant, highly rankable websites, and they do charge an additional $400 to put them together. But what I'm thinking is, since we're moving forward and we're filling this position today, and since you currently don't have a site, I could explain your situation to my director and see if they would also allow me to include the site for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you. So in order to do that, I would have to, you know, explain the situation, how you guys are new in business, and May 15th was the starting date and whatnot, and I will get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going for just $398 out the door and include the website for free on top of it, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but I'm excited for you.
Also, yes. I got a question, because just like when we started with the Angie's List, it was a trial basis, is what she told us.
Okay.
Okay, trial was talking to her. Once we signed up, it became a year contract. And I mean, the jobs we've gotten a few little bitty jobs that paid like $300, $400, and it's like, we can do that. That'll take one day and pay one person, pay for fuel. We might make $100 out of it. But the thing is, like I told the other lady, our budget right now is extremely tight, because we don't, I went from one full paycheck weekly to a paycheck when we get a job or when we finish a job.
So, okay, I understand where you're coming from. And Debbie, I want to let you know that we deal with so many of the Angie's clients, and this is the other side of the coin, okay? So absolutely, this is not going to start as a month-to-month, and then all of a sudden you're going to be locked into an annual contract. We don't have to do that, because we're a performance-based company, right? So we allow you to try the program on a monthly basis, track the actual jobs and the revenue that's coming in, and kind of pay as you go. So if you're ever not happy, obviously you can cancel at any time, and we don't even make you jump through hoops and bend backwards or send a certified letter or anything. All we ask is that you call us within 3 business days of your billing. So since today is the 15th, you would always be billed on the 15th. And if you ever wanted to cancel, just, you know, call us, you know, anytime within the month, but, you know, within 3 days of that date to prevent the next month's charge. And the beauty of it is, I know that you're never going to cancel, because nobody ever would cancel on profit, you know. So we've been in business. Our anniversary will be 21 years in December. And we've serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada. And we have a 97% retention rate with our clients on a month-to-month basis. And there's a reason for that, you know, that tens of thousands of business owners continue to renew with this month after month after month. It's not because they have to, you know, because nobody signed a contract. It's because the program is working and it's profitable and it's bringing them business, you know. So
right.
I know you'll be so thrilled with this. And if I get the website approved, I'm going to put it in here that what you said earlier, that you have a lot of before and after photos, and that way you don't even have to upload them on your Facebook or on your website that we would build you. You would just send them over to us, and then we'll take care of all of that for you, okay?
Okay.
So I'm sending out the request just to make sure that I can get that approved. And then while I wait on their response, I'll verify your information. So is your last name Bailey, just like the business?
Yes.
I figured. Okay, so Debbie Bailey. And then if I get this authorized, I'll send you a confirmation email. So what's the best email address to use?
Well, I'll give you my business email.
It's okay.
One, no, the number one.
Okay.
Bailey Excavation.
Mm-hmm.
At gmail.com.
Okay, so it's the number one and then Bailey Excavation at gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. Okay. Now, is this the phone number you promote for the business ending in 5269, or is it the one ending in 5267?
We do
or
both of them.
Or does it not matter? You do both of them. Okay.
I do. So I do, yeah, because where I answered you,
yes.
My husband won't. Just saying.
Oh, understandable. Yeah, you know what? I love the fact that he has you backing him on it, because I always say behind every good business and every good man, there's a good lady. And that's a huge pet peeve of mine, is when somebody's paying money for marketing to get their phone ringing. And then, you know, I sometimes have to call them out and, you know, do an update. And then I'll get a voicemail box that's full or a voicemail box that's not set up. And it always kind of makes me cringe. I always say, you know, that's a lost opportunity if they don't have someone that can answer the phone or bare minimum at least have a voicemail set up so so they can capture that, you know. So, yeah.
My voicemail on my phone.
Yes.
If I don't, and a lot of times I don't hear it if I'm vacuuming, like right now I've just stopped vacuuming and stuff. So, but
yes,
my voicemail says, you have reached Bailey Excavation and Debbie's Cleaning Service. Please leave your name and number and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. So I have
excellent.
Both of them on my
right.
voicemail. So
yeah, you have to cover your bases for sure, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So, okay, so now let me just indicate here that for text messages, since you're the one that answers the phone, you would be the one that would be better to send those to, right? If you get like, because on the website, there's a little contact form, and most people are never going to fill that out. They're going to just, you know, see you on the first page and call you instantly or go to your website for immediate contact. But there will be occurrences where they maybe are looking you up and they're at work or they're with family, so they can't call you right away. So they can plug their information into a contact form on your site, and you'll get a notification that a lead's coming through the site. So if a text message from us came through notifying you, hey, there's a lead through the site, would it be better to send that to you then?
Honestly, I keep my husband involved in it as much as I prefer both numbers on everything, because he sees stuff I don't see and I'll see stuff he misses, if that makes
sense. I understand, but if we were to send a text message, we can only set up one primary number for the text message. But on your website, on the Facebook, everywhere we promote you, obviously we'll have both numbers on there. But just for text messages, do you want me to set those up to go to you or to him?
You know what? Set it up to go to him, because he's, you're going to laugh at this one. He gets a lot of texts and he'll copy and send me the text. So I tell him what to do to respond back to him and tell him, you know, yes, go ahead and respond back to so and so or whatever. So.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Yeah. So that way.
I don't want him to feel
business.
Left out.
Yes. No, I
business.
I was reading between the lines on that. That's why I said you absolutely want him to be in the loop. So I already have it set
yeah.
up where the text will come to him. And then like you say, if he needs your advice on something, he can just send it to you. And then as far as the business listing on Google, do you want the LLC on there? I assume you do, right? Bailey Excavation LLC? Okay, yeah, I would do it. Adds to your credibility. And then what is the business address?
128.
Mm-hmm.
G as in girl, T as in Tom, Bailey Lane, Van Alstine, Texas.
And is that 75495?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, I started putting that in, and then Google auto-filled it for me. So I got the zip code coming up. And then give me a second, Debbie, because my light is blinking, which means that my director is responding. And I want to see. Oh, excellent. He said, go ahead and enroll this client and include the website, waive the charges on the site. Oh, so he's given me a little promo code so we can give you the site for free. Oh, and he said to wish you guys a very profitable year. I'm so glad that that worked out. So just give me 1 second here because I have to enter this promotion that he sent me so I can take that $400 off for the site. And then I can actually secure the position for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
I have it's a debit card for my business account.
So being that it's a business debit, does it say Debbie Bailey or does it have the business name or both?
It actually says Bailey Excavation LLC, Deborah Bailey. Because I did my driver's license. Yeah.
Okay. So I will put Deborah on the billing since that's official, but everything else we can refer to you as Debbie, obviously. And is the billing address the same?
Yes.
128
We run our business out of our house. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Don't worry about that. Google deals with millions and millions of home-based businesses. So what they'll do is they'll hide the address on the listing. So it'll show as Bailey Excavation, Van Alstine, Texas, but the actual street address will be blocked out. Okay. And then is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. I was going to say we also take American Express, but let me indicate Visa. And then the card number when you're ready.
4634578889
Okay.
8900 2284
Okay. Expiration?
627
And the code?
545
545 Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you later, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website, and getting you placed. Some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Bailey Excavation, LLC.
Okay, and then please state your name and title with the company.
Deborah Bailey, half owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 15th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 15th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation term?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. And then,
phone number?
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to text that to you in a minute, but if you want to write it down, do you have a pen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's 877.
Okay, just so you know, my bank just sent me a fraud alert for you.
Yep, I was just going to tell you, it said that on my end. Sometimes the banks will do that if it's an out-of-state transaction. So if you agree to it, they can try to process it again. But right now they're doing like a little block on it. But after the first one goes through, you won't have any trouble with subsequent payments.
Well, I mean,
yeah, you know, my bank has done that to me a couple of times. One time, my daughter was graduating high school, and I went to this grocery outlet, and I bought like $500 worth of food because it was a big event. You know, I was having a lot of people and renting a clubhouse, and I went to go check out, and my card wasn't working, and the bank was blocking it. They thought it was some kind of fraud because they had never seen me buy like $500 worth of food before. And I was so upset about it. I was like, oh, it's my money. I should be able to use it the way I want. And after I okayed it, it went through. So I didn't have any problems getting it to go through. But after that, I kind of had to check myself. And I said, you know what? I shouldn't have been angry. That's a good thing. You know, what if someone got a hold of my card and they were trying to use it for $500 and the bank was just trying to protect me, you know? So,
so y'all are located out of California.
Exactly. Yep. We're
California.
Southern California.
You up on Google.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, you're smart, Debbie. It's always good to do a little bit of due diligence, you know, because I want you, this is your business and your money. I want you to feel good about this and know that you're, you know, investing in something that's going to help grow your business. So, our phone number should be on that Google listing, 877-635-6225. Now, anytime you call that number, we have over 200 employees here. It'll say if you want this department, press this, and that department, press that. If you press option one, it's going to help you pass all of that and go straight through to a technician. If you want to talk to me directly, my name is Tina, and I'm at extension 777. So that's also a voice-activated system where you can just put in that 777, and it'll ring directly to my desk. And we're available for you Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. your time, okay?
Okay.
Now, did you okay that where I can try to process it again? Because I don't want to try to process it again if it's going to be the same thing. Okay.
It says, thank you for confirming. If your purchase was declined, try again.
Let me give it another whirl. And then while I'm doing this, I'm going to pull up the calendar. That client interview is going to take approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes. And I'll tell you what's available. And then you can tell me. The payment went through. I got a green light, so that's good. So I know you're at the house, so you probably couldn't do 11. But other than that, we have a 1 o'clock open, 3, 4, or 5.
Today?
Yes, today.
We have 1.
1, okay. So what I'm going to do is block out.
Please put on there. I'll be at home, so my cell signal will be a little sketchy, so I might have to say, what'd you say? Multiple times, just saying.
Okay,
I'll
tell them
that. We have a water tower in front of our house.
That has to be so annoying, Debbie. How awful. I wonder if there's a workaround for that. They just have to put more like cell towers up or something, I would imagine.
It would be
right,
nice, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Don't worry. I'll put that in the notes, and I'll also put in the notes that if they call you and for some reason it doesn't ring the first time, I'll tell them to try, you know, two or three times just to make sure if you have bad service that you don't miss the call. And then because I got you special pricing that's not available to the general public, and I also got the website included for free, I want you to just go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that your pricing never goes up. So did you get a text message from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so if you click on the link in that text, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so all you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom. There's three boxes that you'll have to check. One shows you're authorized. One shows that, you know, both you and your husband receive text messages. And the third will show that it's a reoccurring charge. Once you select those three boxes, you would have to put in your official Deborah Bailey, just how it is in the billing, and then hit confirm signature. Once it goes through, it's going to ask you for a username and password, okay? You don't need that right now because that username and password is already in your welcome email, but if you see that, that's a good sign. That means that the e-signature went through.
So I've checked the three boxes, and my name is D-E-B-O-R-A-H, just so you know.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm going to fix it, but if you would just do it the way I typed it in here, because if not, I have to have text reset the form. So just do it D-E-B-R-A, but I'm fixing it right now, D-E-B-O-R-A-H. I should have asked you because there's a couple of different ways to spell it. So let me fix that here. Okay, and then if it asks you for the
signature
username.
Does not match your name.
Oh, maybe because I fixed it over here. Let me do it again. D-E-B-R. I'm going to go back and fix it just the way I had it and see maybe because I fixed it in the billing. Okay, try to refresh the page and do it once again. I tell you, sometimes computers have a mind of their own. It did.
And
okay,
now
good.
I'm at username and password.
Excellent. Okay. So the username is going to be set up under your phone number, but with no spaces or dashes. It'll just be 903-821-5269. And then the password, it's in your welcome email, but let me double check what it is just so that you have it. It's Run Splash, again, all lowercase, all one word. So R-U-N, and then just like Local Splash, S-P-L-A-S-H, Run Splash. Once you log in, you can change that password to whatever you like, but that's just a temporary password to allow you in, okay? And then you'll get an email about an hour before they call you also, just reminding you of that appointment at 1 o'clock. So you'll get an email at around noon letting you know they'll be calling you in an hour from there, okay?
Okay, so it in one of your emails, it wants me to download your app.
Yes, I would highly recommend doing that, Debbie, because all of the calls that'll come in through the call tracking number and the website and the campaign, they'll be stored on your dashboard for quality assurance so that you can go in and listen to the calls or you can retrieve information from them. But sometimes people say, I don't have time to log on to the dashboard every time and get this information, right? So if you download the Local Splash app, it'll be on your phone and you just have to log in the one time. And then every time someone calls you, it's all going to be accessible through your phone where you can reply to them in real time. So I would recommend you can do that either through the Android or the iPhone store.
Yeah, it's downloading right now. I do access on my phone. I have so many on my phone, it's sort of scary.
I know. I love having apps. It makes things so much easier, you know. It's just, it's amazing. So, okay, so other than that, you are all good to go. So congratulations. I'm so glad that it worked out for you. I know that you're going to absolutely love this. So my technician will be calling you around 1, and other than that, have a really great rest of your day too, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome, Debbie. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.